U.S. power officials say Iran is responsible for threatening emails sent to voters in multiple battleground states. Those emails demanded votes for U.S. President Trump. Some of the emails were made to look like they had been sent by a neo-fascist group, and those told voters they would come after them if they did not vote for President Trump. The U.S. Director of National Intelligence says the motive was to discredit the president. U.S. officials also said that Iran and Russia have obtained voter registration data for U.S. voters, although this information is publicly accessible. LGBTQ Catholics and their allies in the United States are welcoming Pope Francis's endorsement of same-sex civil unions, the first time he's done so as Pope. But some prominent Catholics say he's blatantly contradicting church teaching. Among them is the Bishop of Providence, Rhode Island, who says the church cannot support what he calls immoral relationships. In contrast, the head of a ministry representing LGBTQ Catholics hails what he calls an historic shift for a church that has a record of persecuting gays. The Pope's remarks came in a feature-length documentary called Francesco that premiered this week at the Rome Film Festival. At least 15 people were killed in a stampede among thousands of Afghans gathered near Pakistan's consulate as jostling broke out between people applying for visas. Two provincial officials told Reuters that an estimated 3,000 Afghans had congregated on the open ground, usually used for sports or public gatherings, and just outside the consulate. They were waiting to collect tokens needed to apply for a visa. 11 of the 15 victims were women, and several senior citizens were among more than a dozen injured. For more on these international stories, please visit our website at voanews.com.